It's time once again for Insight with Jack Sogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Sogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Sogler.
And we are here without Jack Sogler tonight, and we are going to be talking with a couple of science teachers from our schools. I'll let you guys introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Crystal Fullenkamp. I teach the 7th and 8th grade science at Fort Recovery.
And I am Kathy Sweeterman. I teach the biology, human physiology, and then anatomy physiology at the high school here at Fort Recovery.
All right, and we're going to be talking about the upcoming eclipse and try to find out a whole bunch of stuff about that. I know they had a little program at the library for little kids, and maybe I should have gone to that and get a little primer, but we're going to get into it a little deeper as far as what eclipses are, why they happen, and what we need to know about this one that's coming up. So an eclipse is just the sun and blocking out the moon, or the moon blocking out the sun. Is that kind of...
Yeah, we need all three things. We need the sun, the earth, and moon. And they do have to be in perfect alignment, which doesn't happen often. They have to be on the same plane, which is pretty rare. So when they do get on the same line, and this is one of our 7th grade standards, our 7th graders actually just finished our space unit today. Uh-huh. So they should know about this. But when they're in the same line and plane, it's really about casting shadows. So we talk about the sun doesn't make any shadows, it's all light. But when the moon is kind of in between the sun and the earth, the moon can actually block the sunlight, and then a shadow gets cast from the moon onto the earth. And if you happen to be lucky enough to be in that shadow at the right time and place, that's what's going to allow you to see an eclipse. And if it's the other way around, if the earth is in the middle and that's the one blocking the sun and casting the shadow, then you're actually going to get a lunar eclipse instead, which is a lot more common. The kids are used to talking about, like, a harvest moon would be an example of a lunar eclipse. Mm-hmm. So then
for a lunar eclipse, the earth gets between the sun and the moon.
Yep. Oh, okay. And we need that full moon phase. So it just kind of turns that reddish color. Yeah.
Yep. I probably knew that, but I'm not sure I did. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and get into the meat of all of this. And we'll just sit here and let you guys do an hour lecture on the solar eclipse.
Good.
Be back in just a couple minutes.
Stop by Brick Street Tavern for some great supper specials during Lent. You can choose from a 3-piece fried pollock dinner, a 1 or 2-piece baked cod fillet dinner, or an 8-piece sauteed jumbo shrimp dinner. And all their dinners come with their salad bar and your choice of potato. And for lunch on Friday, they'll have their 2-piece fish dinner. You don't need to stand in line to get some great fish this Lenten season. Just stop into Brick Street Tavern and let their smiling faces bring your meal to you. Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club is having a pork chop dinner on Thursday, March 14th. It's carry out only from 4 to 6. and they'll be available for pickup at the elementary preschool entrance. These pork chop dinners will be prepared by Wendell's Barbecue, and the dinner includes a pork chop, baked potato, applesauce, and a roll. All proceeds benefit the FRHS SAD group and the FREA, and the tickets are only $10 each and must be purchased by Friday, March 1st from any high school SAD member, and they are also available at the high school and middle school offices. The Academic Booster Club is the group that recognizes students during our home basketball games. Get your Academic Booster tickets before March 1st for the grilled pork chop dinner at the school offices or from any SAD member. Then just head out to the elementary school and drive by the preschool entrance and pick up your dinners on Thursday, March 14th between 4 and 6 p.m. And why not get a couple of extra tickets and get some dinners to put in your refrigerator for a quick meal later on. Recovery Girl Scouts are again sponsoring their annual father-daughter dance from 6 to 8 p.m. on Sunday, March 17th at the Legion. The cost is just $20 per couple and $5 for each additional girl. The forms were sent home from school with your kids and will need to be returned by Friday, March 1st to the elementary school office along with the check made out to the Fort Recovery Girl Scouts. So to our young ladies, many of you have been waiting all year for the father-daughter dance to come back around. So get your best dress clothes together and have your dad, granddad, or uncle escort you to a night of exciting games, dancing, surprises, cotton candy, and other delicious treats at the Girl Scouts annual father-daughter dance on Sunday evening, March 17th from 6 to 8 at the Legion.
Welcome back to Insight, where we're talking with a couple of our science teachers. It's going to be science class tonight, so on Insight. We have Crystal Follenkamp and Kathy Schwederman from the schools, 7th and 8th grade and high school science teachers, and we're going to talk about the eclipse. And one of the reasons we wanted to get it on this time of the year, although it's still 6 weeks away or so, the library will be giving away eclipse glasses. All the libraries in Mercer County, we've given those away. And that'll be on Saturday, March 2nd. And we originally had it planned for next week, but then they threw a basketball tournament game in on us, so we had to move it up a week. And we appreciate you ladies coming in and a little earlier than we had planned and rearranging your schedules to accommodate that. Wasn't expecting them to throw a basketball game in on a basketball tournament game in on a Wednesday. Right. So, Ms. Follenkamp, I'll let you go at it.
Yeah.
I kind of interrupted you for our first break, and then you can go and talk about any or all of it, any way you want to cover it.
Sure. The reason why this is so special is because the chance of seeing another solar eclipse, a total eclipse, in this specific area, the last statistic I saw was like 1 in 400 years. And so there's a couple things that make it super rare. We already kind of talked about the alignment. So mm-hmm. You have to have everything lined up just perfect. And although we need the moon to be kind of in between the sun and the earth, it has to hit that new moon phase, which does happen like once a month. But again, mm-hmm. the alignment is not always kind of jiving up. They're not always on the same plane. So that makes it more rare. Plus the moon's small, so the shadow it casts is pretty small. And then it actually makes two shadows. And so the one shadow that you need to be in to see the total eclipse is the smallest, of course. It's called the umbra shadow. And so if you're in the umbra shadow, that's your best chance to see it. But it's not very big, and it's a moving target, so obviously the moon doesn't stop moving, and so you have...
Can you call them and make them...
I know.
And
can
make
you just
stop?
Pause for a minute,
pause
right?
For a couple of hours.
Exactly. No, so that gives us about a 3 to 5 minute window on average to watch this actual total eclipse. So all of those elements kind of make it super rare. And I think the next one isn't supposed to come in until maybe 2026, but that's not even for
that's
us.
That's in Greenland and Iceland, I believe. And then the next one for Ohio, the last one in Ohio was 1806, and I believe the next one is not until 2099.
And they can predict this just based on the regular movement of the Earth and the moon.
And the tilt. Tilt of the moon. You have to remember, too, with the rarity of it, there is as it casts the shadow, we're only talking a couple hundred miles wide.
Right.
Yeah.
So as it comes up, it's coming up through Texas and basically making a swipe going northeast through the U.S. We're only talking a few minutes, and we're talking a couple hundred miles. So while there's only a small small swipe there that's going to be in totality, all of Ohio will experience what we call the partial eclipse.
Right, right.
But it's going to be that those couple hundred miles that mm-hmm. will experience the total eclipse.
The last time we had a partial would have been,
I think, 2017.
Yeah. That was a partial. It was still a neat event to see, but it definitely doesn't have the effect that we're kind of expecting with this one.
Yeah.
And our region should really be in like the totality path, which is what they call it, to see the total full eclipse, which again is pretty rare. Yeah. But that partial, it didn't get super dark. It just kind of dimmed outside.
Right.
And
yeah,
so
kind of cloudy
have,
day.
Yeah. But so this one should be.
How dark is this going to get? Is it going to get dark?
Yeah, it should get dark, like nighttime dark.
It'll get,
from in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
To dark.
It's not that you're not going to be able to see your hands in front of you, but it'll be enough where street lights will come on. The nocturnal animals will be like
confused,
thinking it's night out. Yeah, right. They'll be thinking it's night out, and some of them may be coming out. Some of the daytime animals will be kind of burrowing in, thinking it's time to settle down for the night type of thing. But a lot of times they say they experience that the temperature will go down a few seconds, a few degrees.
Yep.
And sometimes there's like a slight breeze that kind of comes through. But
I didn't realize that could affect the breeze.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, temperature change, right?
Yeah.
Might stir up some.
Oh, yeah.
Air pressure, wind. You know this. Come on. You know this, Neil.
That never occurred to me. But yes, when you said that.
See, that's why we're here.
Yep. That's exactly why you're here.
So it's, and granted, it's only a few minutes worth.
Yeah.
But it is. And there are so many. So many things online and whatnot you can look at. You can go to YouTube and you can go to all these different sites where it'll show you. It'll have people who have been through this,
mm-hmm.
and they'll have their little cameras that their self cams that they took with them, and it will show this. And there's a lot of resources out there, but we'll get into that too.
Yeah. So when you are going to watch this. I know you don't just go out and look up at the sun. You always put on your sunglasses.
Right.
That's not good.
No.
That is not good enough.
Actually, I had the seventh graders questioning me on that right away. Like, why can't we just wear sunglasses? What's the big deal? Why do we have to wear these goofy looking glasses? And I said, well, sunglasses and solar eclipse glasses are very different, and they kind of rolled their eyes. And then I pulled about 20 out of my closet I had in my science room, and I sent them outside and they tested them out. And those glasses are pitch black. All they could see was a small little glowing circle of the sun. And they were kind of shocked. You could hear their reaction.
Yeah.
They were not expecting that. So it is a huge difference.
Yes.
You absolutely need to have the solar eclipse glasses. Sunglasses are not comparable.
Yeah. What about like welding goggles? A lot of people, I think the last time people had talked about welding goggles are enough because it's basically that intense of a light. Are those okay, not okay?
That's a great question. Actually, I think I was asked that. And
From what I've seen, it really depends on who you ask. So my preference, I would say don't chance it. They are the Mercer County Libraries. They're
giving away 40,000 glasses in the county.
Correct.
And I think we mentioned it right at the beginning, but our library will be giving them away from 9 to noon on Saturday, March 2nd. So a week from this Saturday.
Correct.
So that's very important to get those. And, you can say, I have welding goggles, and you might take a chance. But with these being free, and there's 40,000 of them, go get the
right.
goggles.
Correct. And the thing with this is it's like everything else. You don't want to push your luck.
Right. Absolutely.
Looking straight out, if we're lucky enough to have bright sunshine that day and clear skies.
We will. guaranteeing
it. I hope you do put that in. That would be great. But it literally can burn your retina in your eye. They call it solar retinopathy, where it will can burn an image into your eye, it can burn your retina, and that's long lasting.
Mm-hmm. And I describe it to the kids like it's no different than if you go and look up at the sun today. If you look too long and you turn away, you're going to see like spots mm-hmm. in your vision, but eventually they fade. Yeah. Well, these aren't going to fade; they're not going to go away.
Yeah, and depending on such certain things, I've read where, and you don't. There's no way to know. It can be short term permanent. And it can be forever permanent. So do not
risk it.
Right? It is not worth doing that.
Either way, you're using the word permanent.
Right? Yeah.
According to NASA, it says only the welding glasses that are shade 12 or higher would provide safe viewing.
There you go.
So I won't pretend to know all the answers, but I will do the research. So.
Yeah. But again, just go up to the library. And I don't know if you girls know the answer to this, but assuming they don't give away all they get from the county on that Saturday, I think that if there are some left, you can go up and get them on a different day if you're not around town that day.
I would imagine.
Yeah, I know they would do that if there are some left. And if
they aren't gonna keep them.
Yeah. And if a certain town runs out, they can mix and match and move them around to.
Right.
To make sure everybody has a chance, because I believe there's about 40,000 people in our county, and they're putting out 40,000 glasses. So I'm just hoping that nobody thinks, I'm strong, I can do that. No, you can't.
Right, yeah.
You know, you can't stop a bullet. You can't stop the sun, you know. So you can stop the sun with these goggles.
Right.
So go ahead with what you were doing there. I got kind of off track with the goggles and the glasses.
What else do we have?
We were just talking about the hazards of if you're not viewing it in an unsafe manner, but that's really the big thing. That I mean, and to be honest with you, you should use the only time you don't. Well, I shouldn't even say this, but when it's in the total, when it's in the 3 minute of total solar eclipse, is when the time that you can possibly take off those glasses.
Yeah, but only glance. Don't stand there and look at it for 2 or 3 minutes. Would probably be enough.
Yeah. It should look like a black circle, and there should be like a glow of white, which I believe they call the corona. Of the sun. And that part is safe to look at. You just have to be careful, because as soon as it starts to slide out of place again, you need to be getting the goggles back on.
If you start to squint, that's time to look away.
Correct. I would recommend, if somebody's looking for let me see a good video on this, a short one to the point, fact-based, when to put on the goggles, when to take them off. In seventh grade, we watch National Geographic Solar Eclipse 101. It's just a quick YouTube video. And then there's a National Geographic Lunar Eclipse 101 too. But it's quick. It's to the point. It tells you, when to wear them. It tells you how long to last. It tells you why it happens. And it kind of shows great visuals. So especially if you have kiddos at home and you're like, I don't know what to teach them if we're at home that day and not at school. Those would be the two videos I would recommend. National Geographic, Solar and Lunar Eclipse 101. And trust me, there are so many plans in place, lesson plans and creative ideas that this district has ready to roll that your kids are going to be aware of what's coming.
Yeah.
There's lots of cool things, especially
in the elementary. So ask your kids if you don't know what's going
on. Honestly, they're going to come home and should be telling you about these things.
Especially as I believe I asked you off air, did they pay attention? And you're saying your 7th and 8th grade kids were very, very interested in this.
The 7th grade were super involved. The 8th grade are going to maybe pretend they forget, but I know they really don't. It's in there somewhere. I'm going to remind them either way.
And it's like even at the high school, it's not part of our biology or our human physiology or anatomy curriculum. But being a once-in-a-lifetime event, we will be incorporating things in those days prior to that.
Yep.
And so, honestly, no matter where your kids are, pre-K 12, they will have, even though we don't have school that day, they will be doing lots of plans prior to that. So they are knowledgeable and they can, it is a once-in-a-lifetime event. So we want to make the most out of it.
Yeah. And so when I was younger, they always talked about, like two pieces of paper and a pinhole.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that still
works?
That's still kind of talked about, or is that just with the development of better glasses? Is that kind of something that nobody even needs to even think about anymore.
I would think with a total eclipse, you're going to want to see this.
Yeah.
But the pinhole viewer totally works. I'm going to give a shout out to Mrs. Weigel because she actually made a pinhole viewer the last time we had the partial come through.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had the glasses on. It was a staff work day before school actually started.
Yep.
So we were outside with our glasses on as teachers checking it out. But she also had the pinhole viewer or camera on the ground, and you could look at that too. And it was really cool. You could see the shape change reflecting off the paper. So it works.
It's, yeah.
Pretty neat.
That's a timeless little lab right there.
Yeah.
I was telling Crystal earlier, I did for my junior high science fair, I did my project was on eclipses. So we're going back a few years there.
How much of that do you remember now? Or did it all come back to you with the teacher?
No, it was the basics. Yeah. Like, you know, I didn't really use it all through high school or college too much. But it's like riding a bike. It all comes back to you.
Yep. That's awesome. So that's really cool. So do you know of any places around that are having viewing parties? I think there's going to be camping at the Ambassador Park, but I don't know if anybody's doing anything. Are there any things that the school knows about or would recommend where somebody would go, or just out in your own backyard or whatever you want to do?
Quite honestly, the best place to watch it is just somewhere in an open area.
Yeah.
This, with the total solar eclipse, it will look, we kind of mentioned the corona before, but when it's in that full full totality, the part of the sun's atmosphere that you usually cannot see, you'll be able to see. It'll be like, it'll almost look like little mini flames, but it'll be, it won't be just a straight circle around it. It'll kind of,
it's like the little,
be like little gradual,
kind of coming off of
coming off of there.
It almost look like little waves in a way.
And you'll only see that during the totality. But those type of things, along with the fact that it'll look like it's a 360 degree, sunset is what it'll look like. So if you could be somewhere, you know, where you can look all the way around you, like ideally up on a hill, you know, where you can see everywhere around you, would be honestly the best place to watch it. I know of some people, shout out to Mr. Nick Camp here. He's hoping to be out on the lake and be watching it.
Oh, yeah.
And they have, I know of some people that like live up on a hill that they're planning on watching there. In terms of, go ahead, Crystal.
No, yeah, we were kind of given a little bit of a list. They mentioned like Eldora Speedway has something, Rossburg Acres, Mercer County Fairgrounds, and then like you mentioned, Ambassador Park are kind of the bigger ones that we've heard of recently. But I think, I feel like this is still developing.
It is.
So. Yeah, and as it gets closer, I guess you could have parties and bands and all that kind of stuff and games for the kids. But for the most part, you can just say we're having a party at somewhere and everybody go there. I did see something, I believe, from the Mercer County Health Department. If you're planning to have, if you don't have a campground license, you need to, if you're going to invite people in with campers and all this stuff, you have to get some sort of inspection from them, and so and I don't know if it's all just family or anything, but you can't just say, well, I'm gonna have a 1 day campground or 2 day campground and invite everybody in the world and
charge admission.
and all of that's okay to do that, but you need to be able to have facilities and this type of thing for all that. So that's a little warning, although I don't know if anybody's going to be out policing, but if there would happen to be some problems, you could get sued. So
I know like Lake Laramie State Park. It's a constantly moving thing. It's so they are, I think we're going to be hearing more and more and more and more as that thing gets closer.
Yep. And some people have been sort of planning and haven't decided exactly what, so they're going to throw something out there. But
quite honestly, the biggest thing is just watch it. You know,
In backyard sounds great.
Yeah,
just don't chill with family and
don't
enjoy
get
it.
Caught up with everything else. Just make sure you don't miss it.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as the weather holds out. And yes. You're ordering that.
Yes, I've already decided that that's going to be just fine.
Perfect. That was my concern.
And yeah. You mentioned a 360-degree sunset. Is it kind of going to be like when it's getting real near sunset that it's red-ish all the way around? Is it to that degree or just kind of a little less than that, but still
like
noticeable?
Orange-ish.
Yeah. And I feel like a dusk, like an orange light hue to it.
Yeah, but it'll be all the way around instead of just in the west.
Absolutely.
Correct.
That's awesome.
Probably one of the neatest phenomena if you just go looking online for that. Some of that you just don't prepare for, and you're like, that's super cool.
Yeah, I don't think I knew that. Yep. I don't think I realized that.
So don't sit somewhere where the woods is blocking you. So you want to be able to see it all the way.
Yeah, all the way around. So, and I did hear that there is a jet plane going to come Texas to
I heard that too.
Northeast. I think the cost is $12,000 a ticket, and you get in there and they just follow the eclipse all the way.
Go. I think Delta's doing that. I did hear that.
Somebody was, and I thought, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
I don't have an extra $12,000, and I think if I saw it for 6 hours or whatever it is, that might be a little overkill. Okay, I'd like to have more than 6 minutes, but that's kind of how it is. So. So one of you teaches high school, one teaches 7th and 8th, junior high. How easy or difficult is it to explain to little kids? Is the National Geographic thing a really good way to do that?
I think that would be okay, maybe. I mean, I think 3rd grade, 2nd grade would probably be okay. I mean, it's not that it's going to be something inappropriate. They just might not get all the concepts.
Right.
The visuals are really easy and good visuals. Correct. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I would suggest. Like I said, there's so many different things out there.
Yeah.
National Geographic, there's so many, even through like, you can even get on like Ohio Department of Education. It has a bunch of
things. I think even like PBS
Ohio,
Nature Cat is doing episodes of eclipses. So there's cartoons that already have this on. Yeah.
And if you go on, even quite honestly, I would make sure if you go on to like YouTube or something like that, you watch it before, obviously, you show your children.
Preview it.
But there's so many just to prepare them what it looks like. Because with small kids, probably the biggest thing is that the darkness of it.
Yeah, that was one of our concerns. Yes. Imagining, a lot of preschoolers or kindergartners and first graders out there, and then all of a sudden it starts to get dark outside. I mean, that might cause a little bit of panic and anxiety in some of these kids,
correct,
not understanding what's happening. So that was
especially
one of
if
many
they are,
concerns.
You know, right, kind of half afraid of the dark anyway, and then this is happening in the middle of the day. What's happening? I want my mom and dad.
Right,
So actually, before Fort Recovery was in place to actually stay in school,
we've been meeting
session,
on this since
we've had an eclipse
January. We had a team that
and they had. We had actually planned to stay in place. Now with the stay in session with the timing of it, that's the big thing with us. With it's right at dismissal time, and when the county superintendents met, they decided all together that just with the timing of it, we would be safer for everybody if we did not.
Yep.
They had
because we're looking at, just to clarify, somewhere between 3:05, 3:10 is what they think.
Yeah.
And dismissal's at 3:21, and so the timing is just not great.
Right.
We're going to be trying to bus kids, and it's just going to be, barely over, but it's still not going to be back to full brightness yet either.
Yeah, which can make it real interesting for dropping off kids.
Right. Correct. Or distracted drivers. I mean, it's huge.
Not so much
the buses, but just regular distracted drivers, Are they driving down the road and trying to look up at the sky and see it? Or are people getting out of their cars, pulling off the side of the road, and people getting out of their cars and looking? It's just a setup that isn't ideal.
Yeah. If it were at 10 o'clock in the morning, it would probably be no big deal. We would have school no problem.
Yep.
I can promise you that they thought of all the possibilities and just kind of had to weigh our options and to make their final decision.
And it hasn't been so crazy a weather all winter that you're going to end up going to school in June.
I know.
Quite honestly, that was never even really part of it.
Right.
Safety.
It was absolutely the big thing was safety.
Yep. Let's take a quick break here. We'll come back in a couple minutes, and we'll continue our discussion, I guess, about the upcoming solar eclipse back in just a minute or two.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274. On Monday, April 8th, Fort Recovery will be in the center of the path of a rare solar total eclipse, and our public library will be giving out free solar eclipse glasses to the public on Saturday, March 2nd, from 9 a.m. to noon. Just drive through the alley beside our library from Forsyth Street, and you'll be able to get up to four pairs of the solar eclipse glasses per family, so you can safely view the once-in-a-lifetime full eclipse. There won't be another total eclipse here in Ohio for 75 years, so be sure you're ready to safely view this one. Watching the eclipse without adequate eye protection can cause temporary or even permanent eye damage. Sunglasses are not proper eyewear for directly viewing the eclipse. All the libraries in Mercer County will be distributing 40,000 pairs of free solar eclipse glasses on Saturday, March 2nd, and here in Fort Recovery, you can get yours by just driving through the alley by the library, enter from Forsyth Street, anytime between 9 a.m. and noon. If you're unable to get there that day, the glasses will be available at all of the county's libraries during regular library hours while supplies last.
During Lent, the Wendoline Sports Club will again be having their popular all-you-can-eat fish fry every Friday night from 4:30 to 7:30. Along with their famous freshly cooked fish, they have french fries, salad, and several other great side dishes. Bring the whole family. Come early, stay late. Meet your friends at the Wendoline Sports Club every Friday evening during Lent for their all-you-can-eat fish fry. Great food, great company. Wendoline Sports Club's fish fry every Friday during Lent from 4:30 to 7:30.
To Insight, we're here talking with a couple of our science teachers, Crystal Fohlenkamp and Kathy Schwederman. And so before we are so rudely interrupted by the commercials, you want to pick back up where we were with talking about the school situation and why we're sure. not doing the regular classes that day.
Yeah. And like I said, we had Fort Recovery has had all intention the entire time to have school in session that day, primarily because of the learning opportunity there is for these kids. Now, we've had a committee for a while. We've been talking about everything from the hazards of the darkness to the busing to TriStar to
we had law enforcement in attendance. We've had library representatives. We had transportation representatives with a superintendent and teachers and athletic directors. Like, it was a big team, kind of weighing all the options we had. So,
yeah, we had with that, it was kind of on hold. Like, we assumed that we were going to have school in session that day. And I know when all the schools met together, I believe all the school superintendents met
end of January.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. with the timing of it. And like Crystal kind of mentioned it before, but you know, if this was a 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock AM event, it wouldn't, I think it would be in session and it wouldn't be even.
Yeah. And everybody could go out and.
Correct. Right. Oh yeah. It would be.
Watch it and go to the football field or something maybe.
That day, but right. We would. Oh, yes,
right. Yeah. Definitely. But you know, for an event like that to kind of, I guess, miss a whole day of schooling, you learn a whole lot of things.
Yeah, it depends what you like. See, we're science teachers, so we kind of geek out on that stuff.
Right, absolutely.
We don't count that as missing a whole day of learning because look at what we're learning, and this is a once in a lifetime.
Yeah, it's
thing.
Not in the progress of how your textbook goes,
but
it might be talking about something completely different. But it's extremely. This is, like, as you mentioned, once in a lifetime.
Truly, right.
Yes. Next one's 75 years. So if somebody's 10 years old now, they might see one there when they're 85.
I don't think I'm going to be around for it.
I'm planning to be, but I'll probably be blind by then. So I'll be 150 years old, so my eyesight won't be so good.
Yeah.
It'll be a permanent eclipse for me.
So... That's a good point. So yeah, there was a wide variety of reasons, and I'll let Crystal kind of touch on these.
One of the first points we mentioned was we have a risk of safety concerns and accidents just because they're expecting a huge increase in people in our area, including traffic. I believe Mercer County Emergency Management Agency mentioned that they're considering that potentially. Our population could even double in our county itself.
Oh, yeah. That didn't occur to me that other people be coming in
for
here.
Sure.
But yeah.
Well, yeah. It can.
Yeah.
It might not be decided until that day. It'd be let's say Fort Wayne or let's say, put it this way. Let's say Cleveland. Let's say Cleveland is going to be cloudy that day. But, you know, in this area, we have clear skies clear skies, it's going to be a spur of the moment where people may be, coming into this area or,
flock
Fort
in.
Wayne or, people from Indiana, Fort Wayne, they're going to be, they could very easily come right through Fort Cover.
Right.
Yeah. If, ones that are even within a couple of hundred miles of where the eclipse path is going to be, they may wait till that day or the next day to see where the clouds are going to be. So I'll be in Fort Recovery because it's going to be sunny here.
Yep, right.
I have decided
that. Which direction
they're
driving. Yep.
Yeah. So they're going to come from wherever to come to Fort Recovery, the only sunny spot in the whole eclipse.
There you go. Right. So we would expect a huge overcrowding of roads.
Yeah.
Probably distracted drivers. We have concerns for our high school drivers, that'll be coming back from TriStar.
Yeah.
And just, that's one of many elements. They're also concerned with all the people in the county. Could that put a severe strain on our emergency services? You know, if we would, God forbid, but if we would need some kind of emergency response time, well, that's going to be, severely delayed.
Right.
Getting through, all the extra people that could potentially be out. So.
And we have to remember, too, we keep talking about the totality. The totality is only, 3 minutes and 50 seconds or something like this. But the partial solar eclipse starts already. Like when you should be using the glasses, that will start right around 1:50.
Yeah.
And it will last till almost 4:30. So we're talking numerous hours that this is going on. This is not just that little 3 minute time period.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
everybody isn't going to just stop for that 3 minutes and look up and then go on about their business.
Right. Correct. And that's with they talk about the people coming in, and this is on a Monday. So we're going to have people coming into the area. I mean, whether or not it's Fort Recovery or it's Mercer All Glaze County, Dark County.
The
general
County is
area.
Expecting a huge.
Yeah. But they're going to be coming in Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday for this. But guess what? Once this eclipse is over, when's everybody going to leave? Pretty much so right away. They're not going to be like, ooh, I'm going to stay out till Wednesday.
Yeah.
Right. They're going to be leaving for Monday night.
Monday night, possibly
Monday.
Tuesday morning if they're camping or staying overnight.
Correct.
Yeah.
So it's just. It's a huge risk when it comes to that many people when you talk about the safety of, 1,000 kids in our district. Accidents and the safety concerns weren't the only concern, but it was definitely the biggest one.
Right.
And the most important.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, because that is safety, the old saying safety first, that's absolutely true, especially when you're talking about students, many of whom don't have their own transportation to go somewhere. You're doing everything as a group.
We're going to have kids walking home.
Yes. Yeah. And during this partial eclipse, you're supposed to be using those glasses and whatnot. So
the partial eclipse is when, I guess the partial after the totality is when we're sending
on the
kids
buses.
Home. So how are we supposed to monitor, that they're, looking at the sun safely yet while they're on their buses or walking home or getting into vehicles.
Yep.
And, those kids that are walking home, you have other kids or other adults for that matter, driving, trying to look at it, being distracted.
In the area, yes.
Yep. Yep. That's possibilities are just enormous things that can happen.
Right. So I guess as a school, have pretty good plans, like I said, in place at every grade level to do some kind of education on this eclipse. Because like we said, it's once in a lifetime. But we definitely want our kids and families to take advantage of this, educational opportunity and just kind of experience it together, because it truly is rare and it's going to be awesome. So we can kind of turn it around and say, make this a family moment, make the best of it, enjoy it, together. And that's kind of our hope, to make the best of the situation.
Yeah, that's there's so much opportunity for kids and adults to learn together.
For sure.
Adults may be aware of this type of thing and know something about it when it happens somewhere else. We haven't seen it.
Right.
I don't know that I've ever seen a total eclipse. Early 1800s, I believe you said, was the last one.
Last one in Ohio was. Yeah.
So that's almost 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And 200.
I was going to say a little more than that. Probably the biggest thing is communicate with your kids. If you have kids in anywhere, pre-K, 12, in the school system, communicate with them ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about what they're doing in their classes. And granted, Crystal has her 7th and 8th grade that she's been doing some lessons with now, that's part of their curriculum.
Right, the 7th grade hit the space science stuff anyway, so it truly is one of our standards. If you have a 7th grader at home, they should be educating your family on this.
Yeah, and that's a really, there's a couple of good things about that, because number one, the kids get to tell the adults about something that the adults aren't aware of. Now, if you're one of the adults, don't be a know-it-all and say, I knew all of that stuff. And let the kids, even if you do know all of that, which you probably don't, let the kids tell you. Let them be the star and let them tell
be excited.
You, yes.
Yeah.
And let them tell you stuff. Like, I'm sure a lot of people remember when their kid was 5 or 6 and came home when the first time they'd figured out how to add or multiply or something. And they were so excited.
Yeah.
And they, did you know that? Well, no, I didn't know. And of course, you've known it since you were 6. But they tell you new stuff and that they learned. It's just really exciting. Let them do that.
Yep.
That's
enjoy
a
that
great
moment.
Way to mm-hmm. for them to learn and to teach.
And I think it's a great way. Some parents might think I don't know what to really talk with my kid individually about, this and that. This is a great opportunity.
Oh, absolutely.
Just communicate with them. See, ask them, especially as we get closer, even all those grades that it's not in the curriculum, the space isn't, or in other classes, we're going to be doing things across the curriculum in the high school, over English and history and science and whatnot.
Yeah.
The Mercer County ESC also put out a whole bunch of lessons and plans and activities, and those go, from PK all the way up, and teachers are welcome to take advantage of those too. So we definitely have the tools, and you can expect, the schools and the teachers doing a really good job, leading that lesson in the classroom, making sure it's a good educational opportunity, even so they're prepared when we're not here.
And our hope is, As all these kids grow up, we're talking decades from now, they look back and they're like, remember when we had that total solar eclipse? We did this and this and this in school before then. And then this is what we did that day. And it was so cool because we had the perfect weather. And it's something, it really is once in a lifetime. And it's kind of redundant. We keep saying it, but it is.
Literally.
It truly is.
Yeah. Yeah. So like Halley's Comet or Halley's Comet, or whichever way you want to pronounce it. Every 75 years, it is not going to be every 75 years, unlike Halley's Comet, but it is going to be 75 years before the next one in this part of Ohio. So, let's take another quick break. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about some stuff, and then we'll take another little break and wrap everything up, and then we'll be into sports talk with Bubba and Fee back in just a minute.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future, you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Wayne IGA has you covered for Lent. Their Fish Fry Fridays are back with their great fish ready to go back in their deli on Ash Wednesday and every Friday during Lent. You can get their fish as dinners with two sides or get it by the pound. Either way, you'll have delicious fish without the hassle. And you can call ahead at 375-2865 and they'll have it ready for you when you get there. It's freshly breaded and fried all throughout the day, so stop by and get some of their great fish, available in bulk or dinners with your choice of several sides. Just stop in and grab some back at their deli or call ahead at 375-2865 and they'll have it ready to go when you get there. Wayne IGA Fish Fridays are back during Lent. Get in there and get you some. Here are the basketball broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will begin their tournament trail at Wayne Trace. They'll take on the Lady Raiders at 7 o'clock and will simulcast WPGW's broadcast of the game. On Friday, the boys will end their regular season schedule playing at New Bremen. We'll simulcast WPGW for the varsity game. If the girls win on Thursday, they'll play on Saturday at Parkway. That game will start at 7 o'clock and we'll simulcast WPGW for that game. It's the end of the regular season for the boys and the beginning of the tournament for the girls. So get out to all the games to help cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Mercer County Board of Elections would like to remind voters that absentee voting by mail begins on February 21st, and you need to submit an application that will be verified before your ballot is mailed. Applications are available on the Board of Elections website, or you can request that one be sent to you by calling the election office at 419-586-2215. The deadline to request a mail ballot is Tuesday, March 12th.
All right, we're back here on Insight, talking to some science teachers about the upcoming eclipse. We covered a lot of why we aren't doing school and some other things like that.
Right.
Some safety things. Other things we want to talk about, or do we still have some of the safety things to talk about?
I think we're pretty good there.
Okay.
Safety. Yeah, we do.
And we'll go back and reiterate, kind of hit the high spots on the in the next segment here. But
sure. We did want to mention the fact that how this all like works out just perfectly. Is it a coincidence that the moon happens to be the right size to perfectly block the sun? And in science class, we kind of talk about it's all based on the distance. So obviously the moon is way smaller than the sun. I believe it's about 400 times smaller than the sun. But because the moon is so much closer to us, you know, from our view, it does happen to line up just right. They said it's about 400 times smaller than the sun, but the moon's also 400 times further away. So the sun is 400 times further away. So it jives up just right, I guess.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
Who did that?
Right? Not us.
Probably the same person that's going to give us clear, sunny weather that day, right? So we can see this.
That's a good answer.
But I also know on that National Geographic video I mentioned at the end, they say that this might not always be a thing. Like, we might not always have solar eclipses, because they mentioned that the moon gets like an inch and a half further away from us each year. So at some point, it might be too far away to completely block it.
Maybe if we were nicer to the moon, it would stay close to us.
Yeah. But I don't know. Something's pushing it away. So
and with that, with the moon's tilt, kind of goes along with that. With that moon's tilt, it's usually either just above the Earth or just below the Earth. And this is, like I said, it's just in the right. It has the right tilt and it has the right angle, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Which is you know. Science is really crazy.
It's awesome.
So, yeah.
And, it's like magic. But
and
I know, right?
Sometimes it makes a whole bunch of sense, and other times you're thinking, like I said, how did that happen?
Right.
How is it 400 times smaller and 400 times closer?
Right.
How does that happen?
Yeah. That's what science is. We try to figure out the whys of it.
Yeah. This is probably way out in left field, but is there any such thing as planetary eclipses?
I had seventh graders ask me that question, and I had to pause. I had to write it down. I'm like, all right, now I have homework because I don't know. So we did the research kind of together, and the answer is, do other planets have eclipses? Yes. We talked about there are no eclipses for Mercury and Venus, the closer two planets, because they have no moons, and you have to have a moon to make an eclipse.
Now, can we see an eclipse of Venus? Can Venus can't get in front of? Well, I guess Venus could get. It's farther away from us.
The problem is, the moon is so close to us, and this is why it works. Okay, this is why we have the eclipse. Mm-hmm. This is why it can block the sun.
Right.
You know, if you have Venus, mm-hmm. if Venus would happen to be in that mm-hmm. direct line, it would block out mm-hmm. just a very, a very section. Small percentage of the sun. We would never be able to see it because the rest of the sun would
could Venus or Mercury eclipse each other that we could see?
I don't think so.
Not unless you're on Mercury or Venus.
Okay. Just because I know planets go in and around, and they may, you know, some of them have exactly what I would call east and west, and some of them are going northeast, southeast. And with being the wrong size, sometimes I just assuming that maybe sometime or other you could see part of a planet go in front of another planet, but I can't imagine how rare that would be.
Right.
Well, and yet, like I said, you have to remember the size. Look at when you look up in the sky and you see the size of the moon, and you look up in the sky and you see the size of Venus, are you going to, if you're looking at Venus, are you going to notice that half of Venus is missing? Probably not, because of the
Well,
distance.
In Venus, you might not even recognize, because it's going to be so small, it might just look like a typical star.
And that's from our view.
Right. So just something I was wondering about, if that was anything I'm assuming it happens sometime or other. Could we even see it?
Probably not.
I'm sure that the odds are like
astronomical.
Yeah, 10,000 or more. Besides that aside, what? Sorry about taking this on a tangent there, but what else do we want to talk about?
I think the other thing that I thought of is there's numerous people that said, we did one of those already. We had one of those. It was back in, a couple years ago. And we did have one in 2017, but that was a partial eclipse. Mm-hmm. And we touched upon it at the beginning.
And I know people who went to Tennessee or somewhere to go see that.
And it's while that's super cool, I mean, and it was neat to see, and it kind of dimmed everything a little bit, you're not going to have... There was not that all factor like we're going to have if we truly see if the weather cooperates with this. Mm-hmm. And even if it's a cloudy day, are we still going to notice a difference? Yes. But now it's not going to be it's not going to be from that total bright sunshine to the dark where the street lights are coming on.
But the street lights will come on and it'll be that dark.
Correct. But if you have, it won't be such the difference. So even if we do have a cloudy day, and we're going to hope for the no clouds and no rain and no snow, and it could be a wide range of anything in Ohio in early April. But you will still be able to see the effects. They just won't be as
It won't be from bright sunshine to that. You won't be able to maybe watch it, but you'll know that it's dark.
Notice. Correct.
Yeah. It's going to be dark.
It'll be. And like I said, it's not like pitch black where I can't see my hands in front of my face. It's more like a dusk or like
but
a dark
enough that you might notice stars.
Oh, for sure. Right. Yeah. Especially if you're away from streetlights.
Yeah. And that's what something I asked, I asked the students, so during the day, where are the stars at? And I had half telling me, well, they're not there. They're on the other side of the world. And the other ones are like, no, they're there. You just can't see them because it's so bright. So yeah, it's going to have to be dark enough for us to.
Yeah. And a lot of times you can't. I mean, you might not be able to see the full sky of stars, but you will see some of those brighter ones and whatnot. Especially, like I said, I would suggest getting somewhere in the open, getting somewhere away from any artificial lights, away from street lights. I know a lot of places are having little festivals or this and that, the other. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what their plan is, if they're going to hit the lights at that point or right. what they're going to do. But I would really suggest get away from the street lights of it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Even if you go to the festival for a while or whatnot, and then you go out and then you come back, just to fully experience it, because you don't want to be like, oh, we should have did this, and your next option is
the thing that you mentioned half hour ago or so, the 360 degree sunset. That never occurred to me, and I think that could be really really cool.
And it's going to be short lived. I mean, it's because that is where because the sun's going in every direction at that point.
Yeah.
So I've seen some videos of it, and it's I'm pretty stoked for it. It looks really neat.
That's awesome. So let's take another break. We'll come back and we'll just kind of hit the high spots again, go over the date, the time, some other things, and be back in just a couple minutes.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Stroll Appliance and Electronics has GE appliances in stock and ready for your home. Strolls has GE washers and dryers, dishwashers, refrigerators, ranges, freezers, and microwaves. For instance, get a GE 14 cubic foot frost-free upright freezer for $699, save $150. And Strolls now carries the all-new GE Nugget ice makers, so you'll never be short on ice. That's Stroll Appliance and Electronics, 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, serving the Jay and Mercer areas for 84 years.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Make plans now to attend the Fort Recovery High School Drama Club's presentation of The Wizard of Oz. There will be three shows, Friday and Saturday, February 23rd and 24th at 7 p.m., and an afternoon matinee presentation on Sunday, February 25th at 2 in the afternoon. Mr. Knuth and the students have been practicing hard, and it's going to be great. Get out to the middle school auditorium for this great show, 7 p.m. on Friday, February 23rd and Saturday, February 24th, and again on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock on February 25th. It's The Wizard of Oz, presented by our high school drama club.
Welcome back to Insight, and we're talking with science teachers Crystal Follenkamp and Kathy Schwederman, talking about the eclipse. So I think we've covered all the serious things, silly things, all kinds of stuff. How about we go back and kind of review everything we've kind of talked about. Give us a quick little overview of what's going on.
Sure. So we're going to have the total solar eclipse come through our area on April 8th, around 3:10 sometime then, and it's on a Monday. Schools are canceled for that day, but basically what's going to happen is you're going to have the moon pass slowly in front of the sun, and from our particular view, it's going to completely block out the sun. So you have, you're going to go from, you know, the middle of the day to pretty darkened skies, and that period of totality where it's completely covered, you know, lasts about, you know, 3 to 4 minutes. Yep. So that's at the point where you could take off the glasses and look at the full eclipse of totality, because it's all going to be black with the white sun corona shining behind it, but kind of leading into it. And once that moon keeps moving, we need to put the glasses back on to protect our eyes. But this is super rare because these three don't tend to line up all on the same plane very often. And the shadow it casts from the moon is pretty small. So you have to be lucky enough to be in this shadow.
And we want to keep in mind that this is the width is only a few hundred miles wide. The last one in Ohio was, I believe, in 1806. I believe the next one is in Ohio is not till 2099. So it's going to be a little while. I think the next one, just that's most of these, you got to remember 70% of Earth is covered by water. So most of these solar eclipses, you know, humans never see.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the next one on the Earth is 2026, and that's up like Greenland. Northern Iceland, Greenland. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the next one here isn't until 2099. That day, on that Monday afternoon, it'll start about right around 1:50 is when the partial eclipse will begin. The moon will slowly go in front of the sun. The totality will be somewhere like 3:05 to 3:08, somewhere in that range. And then it'll start going out the other way, and that'll last till close to 4:30. So we're looking at about 1:50 till about 4:25 or so.
Yeah, so what, 2.5 hours?
Something like that, right?
Yep.
And we talked about wearing the glasses for eye safety is important because if you've ever actually tried on these solar eclipse glasses, the students thought they kind of reminded them of those like 3D glasses you could wear. But they are much darker than traditional sunglasses. And so if we're trying to keep our eyes safe and we don't want, you know, permanent damage, it is best to get the solar eclipse glasses.
And there definitely can be permanent damage if you look at it for
seconds. It can be any day that you look at the sun, but this day in particular, you know, you're going to be more.
You'll be able to look at it a little bit longer because it won't be as bright, and that's where your damage will come. It can come just in a couple seconds.
It might not seem noticeable.
And if you're somebody that's welded, and you've every once in a while you'll think, well, I'll just do this real quick without the goggles on, and it doesn't bother you at all till 3 hours later, and you can't open your eyes. Can't open your eyes. You're crying, and it burns like nobody's business. So so even if it doesn't, you don't feel it right away. It will happen. So do not do that.
Correct. And these glasses. The Mercer County District Libraries are giving away those glasses Saturday, March 2nd, which is here in about a week and a half, from 9 a.m. to noon. It's just a drive-through. You can go through and get four pairs of glasses per family.
Yep, go down to Forsyth Street down by the fort and Van Trees Park and come up beside the library and just follow the line of cars.
Yeah, probably going to be the easiest way to do it. That's what my suggestion would be. And probably the big thing is just, you know, the school's going to be doing lots of things to prepare your kids for this. We're doing a lot as a school. It is a once-in-a-lifetime event. So just communicate with your kids. Communicate with others in the community.
Yeah.
And make this truly like the best once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that we can.
Yeah, and it's a really good idea to say to your kids, tell me about the solar eclipse. Tell me what you found out about it.
Yeah. You know, let them share what they learned.
Let them be the star. Learn something.
Yes. You know, ask them what they're doing in school, especially as it gets closer.
Right.
And, you know, ask them how they're preparing for it. Ask them to explain how it's working. Ask them, you know, how often this occurs and why this is such a big deal.
And why should I do this and why should I wear these and let them tell you how that goes and let them be the ones teaching you instead of you yelling at them
to
take out the garbage.
Don't feel like you have to do some homework to be ready.
Absolutely.
They'll tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah, we will try to educate them and let them try to educate you.
Yep.
Pop quiz at the end.
Yep. Yeah, that'll be the solar eclipse. If you don't come out blind, you probably did it all right. If you do come out blind, that's your fault because your kids told you how to take care of it. So, anything else we want to?
No, I don't think so. Just enjoy it. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity, and hopefully with not having the school, it can. You know, be a family affair, and like I said, communication is just key as we get closer.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Yep.
Thanks for having us.
All right. We really appreciate it. We've been talking with Crystal Fohlenkamp and Kathy Schwederman, science teachers at the school, and we'll be back with Sports Talk in just a couple of minutes. Thanks for coming, girls.
Thank you.
Was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.